This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
All right, we're going to continue with your calls, and we've got another person that's on fire. Coming up next segment, Josh Howley, investigative reporter for the Epic Times, Breitbart, and now National File, knocking out of the park, and he is ready! Kelly in South Carolina, you were getting into the fact that suddenly, I mean, everybody knew vaccines killed and hurt a lot of people and didn't hardly ever protect anybody before. And that was up until the 90s, and then after that they started saying, oh, it never hurt anybody. No one's ever been hurt by it. And we're like, what are you talking about? It's only getting worse. And all the studies came out that was causing autism, and they tried to say, oh, those are fake. Now the UN came out last year and said, okay, doctors say it's BS, it's killing their patients, we got to do something. And now COVID hits. And they go, okay, it's going to hurt you, and it doesn't really protect you, but you're going to take it. And they're already starting the contact tracing and making you sign up to go in restaurants, and they're getting you ready to show you have the app. Universities have already started that. This is so diabolical. I'm asking the callers, Kelly, what does Trump do about this? What does, and people say, well, he's pushing the vaccine. He's doing reverse psychology. Suddenly Democrats don't want to do it. I knew that's what he was doing. And he wants a solution to take it away from them and to take the fear away from them. It's still a very dangerous game to play. But what does Trump do with them trying to openly say they're going to contest the election up front, telling us that, and that the process is, say it's 2 weeks, say it's a month, say it's 3 months until the country breaks apart? How does Trump counter that?
No, are you're talking about mainly with the vaccination? Like, how does he counter that? Like, by saying, like, is he for it? Or I was confused when he came out and wanted, and he acted like he was for it. But just like with the mask, I feel like he's wearing the mask right now only because if that's what gets people to vote.
Yeah, he wants them, exactly. He was against the mask till he was for a little bit of it because he knows people are scared. So that gets the economy going. He'll do it. I still think it's a dangerous game, but I can tell you what Trump thinks. He said it. He said no one should have to take the shot. It can cause a lot of problems, hurt a lot of people. That's what he said early on. Then he understood that they were going to hold it out until after he was gone, blame it on him. He went, oh, yeah, give me the vaccine. You know the story of Briar Rabbit, right?
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
Well, it's an old Southern story, but maybe you guys pull up the story of Briar Rabbit. He tells Weasel or the fox, whatever it is after him, he says, please don't throw me in the briar patch. You caught me, you got me, and it's the story of reverse psychology. And so they throw him in the briar patch where he's actually safe. That's where the rabbits live. My daddy's telling me the story of the briar rabbit. Now I can't remember it anymore, but does that make sense?
Yeah, and I hope that's the case. But more of these people, and I'm telling more people need to stand up, take your freaking mask off, and stop looking like a sci-fi channel. But look at CDC. They just released that less than 10,000 people died of COVID. We need to get our heads on straight and stop acting like we don't know anything. It's like they frequently just walk around like they're zombies. And I'm awake, and I can't help it. People can come up to me, roll their eyes, get mad at me, write me a freaking citation. I don't give a flying flip anymore. I'm so ready.
Well, it's beyond the citation. Okay. They need to go to prison because the Nuremberg Code and the Geneva Convention say you can't make somebody take medical experimentation. And all these vaccines are in experimentation, and that's why they've never been able to make you take it. But now all over the world, the UN says we're in charge, you're going to take it. Well, the head of the WHO is an admitted communist from Ethiopia who covered up cholera outbreaks that killed 100,000 people. He is a monster pig goblin, and he will burn in hell. Kelly, I really appreciate your call. We're going to get Patrick Howley on with us, and we're going to cover the waterfront and take your calls because he can speak on any subject. But right here, ladies and gentlemen, is the big story. What I start the show with, what I've been telling you for months, they're going to try to steal the election with these mail-in ballots to gum it all up to make the election in question. That's the whole point of the mail-in ballots. Now they've not been done properly and all the fraud and the dead cats that have been dead for 10 years and people that have been dead for 20 years getting millions of these ballots, 80 million of them just dumped on the side of the road, dumped here, dumped there. It's to confuse everything. It's the cattywampus it. And then they would come out and say, oh, Trump stole the election. Well, now they've officially said Not just that's an internal war plan of John Podesta that leaks in the New York Times. No, it's not just Pelosi saying it now. It's not just Hillary saying it. They're now officially saying that's what they're going to do. I mean, this is so unbelievable. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of T-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com, and I salute you
once again. I am Alex Jones, your host. Patrick Howley, writer for National File, Epic Times, you name it, is with us to balance the hour. Then Paul Joseph Watson takes over in the fourth hour ahead of the War Room. And that, of course, is from 3 to 6 p.m. Then at 7 to 9. Only 6 minutes of commercials an hour. That's for the local radio and TV stations. Four at the bottom, two at the end of the hour, the top of the hour. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's really a powerful show. And I got to say, Dionne Lorraine in studio is amazing. I had a feeling she would be a really smart lady. She just moved here today. She just left last week to get her stuff out of California. And just like Joe Rogan moved to Austin, she is here at least through March with us covering the election and the aftermath. And who knows, probably longer if we're able to keep the funding going and stay here on air. So please don't forget, we have the essentials sale that has to end today. Store-wide free shipping on these select items. 8-pack Power Stack and Survival Shield X2. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeat, Survival Shield X2, Nascent Iodine, Ultimate Fish Oil, Survival Shield X2, Prostaguard back in stock, Survival Shield X2 and Survival Shield X3 together. All of these are 30, 50, 40, and 60% off. And that's how you fund this operation, plus they're great products. But whatever you do, get an InfoWars t-shirt. You know, I've been having more public rallies and events, and people drive in from out of town, but they also come in from Austin. They go, listen, when you said you wear an InfoWars shirt and you go in a restaurant, somebody buys you a cup of coffee or a piece of pie or dinner, or when you're in a gas station, somebody, you know, buys your lunch that you're at the counter, that really happens. Or, man, I just met this really cool family, or I just met this really good person, or, you know, men that meet women, women that meet men. It's an adventure to wear an InfoWars shirt because it's like being Alex Jones. Believe me, you wouldn't know the power of the Liberty Movement unless you were somebody that's well known. Go out in public with me. It's not about, oh, I'm famous. Isn't that cool? I care less about that. It's actually, I like meeting people, but it's an annoyance. I don't have any privacy. It's a bellwether, though, when I'm sitting there shaking hands at the grocery store or at the park or walking down the street. People stop their cars, and then more cars start. They go, is it okay? Is it all right? I'm not some movie star scum that hates you. I did this because I want to win. I want to connect with you. I want you to connect with others. I want you to take action. And let me tell you, wearing an InfoWars shirt, we've got this great new campaign shirt, two different variants, with the big American Eagle. I think it's the best American Eagle out there, with the Gadsden flag and more, with America is back on the back. Another variant says, keep America great. We've got Baby Lives Matter shirts for adults and for babies. We've got the new navy blue InfoWars Shield Don't Tread on Me shirt that has a big print on the back. In fact, please go back to that blue shirt for me real quick, guys. Can we just back up real quick to the page you were on? Since we're going there. Yeah, just right up there at the top. Click on the back of the shirt, that navy blue shirt up there. We also have the Arrest Fauci and Gates shirt. And on the back, it says mask-free zone. But yeah, look at that one. On the back, the Gadsden flag with the Don't Tread on Me rattlesnake and the words Don't Tread on Me. Everybody kept requesting, why don't you have a shirt with a big symbol on the back? Well, we do now. InfoWars Shield, Don't Tread on Me. in the new really bright blue with bright neon yellow shirt, Arrest Fauci and Bill Gates shirts, 100% reviews. Those have been in for a few weeks. I forgot to plug them. But that's how we fund ourselves. All right. Let's go to Patrick Howley, who is not just a great investigative journalist, but an amazing researcher. He's a senior reporter at National File. He's worked for Epoch Times, Daily Caller, and many other big publications. He helped break the NXIVM scandal and the Northam blackface and so many other big stories. What he's really broken is the pedophile networks. He's broken dozens that I know of, facets of that, that have turned into wider investigations. So he's here on the riots and the election and the plan to steal the election. Next segment and the big warning put out by Nigel Farage about dark art operatives trying to steal elections from Trump. But I want to get an update on Epstein and on Ghislaine Maxwell and just on the pedophile rings and the Democrats now, even in mainstream news, trying to say there are no pedophile rings. Even the Republican leader saying it doesn't exist. This is incredible. The Blaze has a story pointing this out. Horrible things are happening right before our eyes. The left is normalizing pedophilia and child sex trafficking. And then we have Kevin McCarthy getting on board. So I guess we're finding out who's who right now, Patrick.
Well, that's right, Alex. They've always been on the side of the pedophile rings because they're satanic Luciferians, and that's basically the power structure that runs the world. And what's happening right now is Ghislaine Maxwell is awaiting trial. We are hopeful that she might talk. If she doesn't talk, the other avenue that I'm going down is this. There are a lot of other people who are part of this same infrastructure, including NXIVM, Keith Raniere, Claire Bronfman is getting very scared right now. All these NXIVM victims are still out there. All these NXIVM cult members who have gotten out of it, who I talked to, they're all over the place. So once these people start talking, that applies more pressure on Maxwell. And Maxwell's trial isn't for another year. So she's in there. The walls are closing in on her because we've got a ton of witnesses from other cases and from other strands of this, be it John of God, be it NXIVM, be it Weinstein, be it all the different tentacles of this satanic beast. And as they talk more and more, more pressure gets put on the principals.
Let's talk more about the walls closing in, because we're seeing these Hollywood pedophile rings fall on a daily basis. Thousands of children saved every few months. Almost no coverage. You'll see busts with hundreds of adults, dozens of children in cages, snuff films, dead bodies. It barely hits the news and then just disappears. And then you see the local feds and locals saying, yeah, we're fighting pure evil. This is real. Evil exists. And the left again saying nothing's happening here. Nothing's going on.
Yeah, well, the great Georgia Governor Brian Kemp just had a press conference and addressed Operation Never Forgotten, where Trump sent the U.S. Marshals around to save a bunch of kids. And these were the kids that they've been looking for a long time, the most wanted. And they all were tied to the same pedophile ring. And it's been operating all over the place. And that has big implications. I mean, you look at Harold Moody, for instance, the former communications director of the Arkansas Democrat Party during the 2016 election, a good friend of Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, photographed with Hillary Clinton, and he's in jail now because he was charged with showing baby rape videos on a secret chat room, and even compared it to Waffle House. He said, I'm not the jukebox at Waffle House. You know, he had real standards for his kiddie porn. You can go look at the photo of him with Hillary Clinton. This is all intertwined, and it's all coming apart right now. But we got to reelect President Donald Trump, or else Biden and Kamala are going to cover it all up.
That's right. They are desperately scared. They're saying they're desperate. They're saying end of the world. Yeah, for them. You can see the palpable fear in their eyes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. They know that this is the people's last stand. Guys like you and us, Alex, I mean, we have been fighting like the Alamo. And if President Donald Trump gets another term, if stable civil society has managed to survive for another 4 years, that gives us another 4 years to organize. That gives us another 4 years to get our voices out there and to get in the streets and to get up in their faces. And that's what they don't want, because they know they can't win.
How is Trump, from your research, doing right now? You think these polls are real, that he's way ahead? I mean, I know he's way ahead, but he was way ahead before. They were saying he was losing. Why are they being more honest with the polls right now?
I think that the whole thing's a psyop. Polling's a psyop. But, you know, I do think that Trump is a little bit ahead based on very exclusive research that I've seen. What they're trying to do is steal this election with vote by mail. And that's what it's all going to come down to. You have Ben Smith in the New York Times setting the stage. Oh, the vote counting is going to take weeks. Hillary Clinton setting the stage. The vote counting is going to take weeks. They're going to hold up some of these counties, like in Milwaukee, for instance, like they tried to do last time. We had to force their hand on election night. They were trying to hold Milwaukee and drag it out. Just yesterday, Greg Abbott announced that the state of Texas is suing Harris County because Harris County is trying to give out vote-by-mail applications to everybody there, and that's where they got busted on tape going into the nursing homes and having the old people just sign off on ballots that they had already filled out. Harris County is ground zero of voter fraud in Texas. So Greg Abbott and Ken Paxton, thankfully, are now suing Harris County. This is what it's all coming down to. So Trump is focusing on what he needs to be focusing on right now, which is getting a Bush v. Gore-style legal team in place to fight this out in the overtime period.
You're absolutely right. And when we come back, we'll get into their admissions, and then we'll take some calls, and we'll get into your big story that you've been focusing on and writing about a national file. Busted. You've obtained video of Democrat Oregon House Judiciary Committee Chairwoman Janelle Bnum shutting down a hearing so Portland Deputy Police Chief could not testify about anti-violence. Democrats are engaged in this operation. They own the riots. We're going to be talking about that and more. Stay with us. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Free the Republic from the hands of the New World Order. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Get fired up! Break the globalist will! Stand up! Don't comply! Say no!
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
It's not that InfoWars has been that strong. We've been instrumental in crippling the New World Order and driving them to the edge of extinction. It's because the enemy is weak. We've been pathetic. But humanity is awakening. I want to go to phone calls. I want to get this other big story you've got next segment with Patrick Halley of NationalFile.com. Also hosts a great TV show there. Frequent contributor here at InfoWars. We're really blessed to have him and Tom Papert, Emperor Papertine. But listeners have to understand something. And I know they know this. But the sense of urgency is so intense that just us here almost calmly talking about this is almost aiding the enemy. They're almost normalizing it, the insane stuff. And they brag about how they're normalizing everything. So how do we expose it but not be caught up in the basically desensitizing? Well, we have to take action. Then the questions are, what is that action we take? I mean, I'm going to go down today or tomorrow with a drone over the park, and I'm going to fly around. I'm going to fly around outside schools that are starting to open. I'm going to fly around and with speakers telling them that COVID-19 is an overblown hoax. I mean, the CDC numbers come out this weekend that only 9,000 something died, all the rest out of other things. They went and looked at it, the CDC. Trump took control, had to actually check. What we already knew was most people died of something else with their comorbidity. That's being blocked by Facebook. CNN's out policing it. I mean, it's just next level. So what do we do to override this? Because folks don't get, we don't override this, and Trump doesn't get in, it's not going to get better. It's going to get a lot worse.
Normie class. We've been kind of hands-off with a lot of these people who are basically the useful idiots for the globalist regime. And if you think about my life, you know, as a 30-year-old millennial, as a white man, my life has been terrible the entire time that I've lived on this planet and this country and this society, because you have the same kinds of people go from one phase of your life to the next. The girls named Sarah who are, you know, the group leaders in public schools sitting cross-legged, you know, scolding you in public school, then become the corporate HR manager, and they're enforcing the HR book and the wokeness and the diversity. And meanwhile, you've got the creditors calling you over and over and over again, and you can't declare bankruptcy because Joe Biden made it so that it's very difficult to declare bankruptcy now because you know, he was in bed with the credit card companies, including MBNA, and the executive from MBNA.
The Clintons got it legalized with Biden for all the loan sharking and payday loans. They're just scum.
Yes, the life that we lead, which is automated, which is nobody wants to help you, which is everybody's always calling you, taking money away from you, kicking you in the face. All of this has been set up in recent decades by very idiotic, corrupt people. Joe Biden is the face of that. Joe Biden has spent 47 years in politics screwing over the people of this country to the point where now people like me have a difficulty walking down the street without getting confronted with violence. Meanwhile, while, every single aspect of our lives is being destroyed, trampled on by these idiots. And if we even complain about it, then many people who are normies from the previous generation will say that it's my fault and tell me to stop whining as we invite the entire world here into the United States of America because they're smoking dope and they think there's some kind of egalitarian good to erasing the borders of this country. Meanwhile, it's the immigrants who are joining in on these riots. When you saw that guy getting beat up on the train station in Philadelphia, it was the girls with the hijabs filming him and laughing about it. In Minnesota, it was the Somalis who kicked off this entire thing. We are not a shopping world for the entire world. It is time for people like me who have led miserable lives in this country to assert ourselves and say enough is enough. We're going to lead.
What do you think the dark alchemists, these wizards, these sorcerers of corruption think they're doing? Because they have conjured an ugly, stinking thing. They've ruined all their cities. They've just got random attacks on white people are up multi-thousand percentage points. The media celebrates it. The corporate media is totally headed collapsing. What do they think they're building or driving? I guess they just want to divide us.
They believe that Western civilization, which traditionally has been led by white men, is the biggest threat to their globalist system. They want to have a non-racial slave class where everyone is kind of mixed together and you're this sort of shade of globalist brown, and you don't compete with the people who are at the top. The people who are at the very top have everything. They're consolidating all of their resources.
By the way, when I went to college for a few years, they taught that. They said white people are inherently bad, but so are black people. We're all just going to not be any group. We have no identity. I'm not against brown people, white people, whatever. I'm just saying the corporate group says none of us will have an identity. We'll all just be something. We don't even know what we are. And then the corporates tell us our identity. Now they tell us you're not a man, you're a woman. And they're trying to target men's testicles. I mean, they admit it. This is a takeover of the species.
Oh, absolutely. They will turn on black people next. They are using black resentment against white people right now for their own ends in order to crush white people. Once white people are crushed, they're going to turn on the blacks next because the blacks will be the strongest tribe. They will turn on them. And, you know, we know this because the UN has been promoting replacement migration since the year 2000 in the United States. They want to constantly replace everyone until no one has an identity anymore. And they want to use secular Hollywood recording industry propaganda
Establishment. And I mean to interrupt you, right. If you study the Great Game, the British, how they controlled India, there was like 500-1, the British troops, the Indians, they would play a couple of little tribes off the most dominant tribe. Once they beat that tribe, they would play other little tribes off against the next dominant tribe and just keep breaking everybody down. And that's exactly what's going on here.
Oh, absolutely. Yuri Bezmenov pointed this out very clearly. There's a several decades of demoralization. Obviously, we've experienced that. We've all been demoralized. We're walking around about as demoralized as can possibly be. Then there's a couple years of destabilization. That's what a Biden term would represent. Then there's a crisis, which could last a couple weeks, which could be a Project Bluebeam fake alien invasion or something like that. And then everybody freaks out, and then everybody's out on the streets, and then they're begging for the tanks to come. And then when the tanks roll in, then that's normalization of communism, and then the normalization lasts forever. This is the Stalinist playbook. That's really what we're going into, is racial Maoism, racial Stalinism, the playbook that they used in China and the Soviet Union. That's what's being used here. And we're in destabilization right now. It's phase two.
Exactly. And the Black Lives Matter and all this admit they're a Maoist organization funded by Soros, a literal Nazi collaborator, and they say we're going to be in charge once the Maoist revolution happens. But they never use the idiots that bring everybody to power. They then always wipe out the group that brought them to power. That's 101 for fascists and communists.
Yes, and they have used television and air conditioning and popular culture and celebrities and, you know, the idea that everybody can kind of get a middle-class job and go work in a cubicle. They've used that to try to pretend that there's stability during a period in which there really has been no stability. We've been being destabilized for decades. Everything they do is about destabilizing us, and it's – they use the weapon of race. The Southern Poverty Law Center openly says that their goal is to crush the white majority, so there's not a white majority anymore, crush all of our institutions, subvert all of our institutions, and then as Western civilization falls, people don't know how to handle the crisis because they have been living in this air-conditioned television.
Because, again, whether you're black or white or brown, these great American institutions are the best there are. They belong to you. They're trying to teach you to hate your own institution that's yours, because the global don't want that institution. Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's. 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. and never give up the fight.
You found it. The tip of the spear. But the dog only hunts.
InfoWars.com.
You spread the word. All right, I want to go to calls. I want to get to the story that Patrick Howley at NationalFile.com is breaking. But I want to just talk about this. During the break, I was heating up my cup of coffee that got cold. And I saw Trump on the news. We got the clip here in a minute on Fox saying, oh, yeah, we're going to bail out the airline industries. Those are a bunch of globalists that have been not seeing people off planes as two-year-olds won't wear masks, who've gone along with everything, who've already laid off a bunch of their pilots. The globalists want a post-industrial world. They don't want us to travel. They don't want us to have a good life. They want to get rid of wealth. They want to get rid of this because it makes us uppity. That's what Patrick Howley was just getting into. So I'm not loyal opposition, to the Democrats. I hate them. I know who they are. I want to destroy them politically. I want to get rid of them. They're not an American party. They're a globalist takeover arm. And I'm not a loyalist to Trump. I like Trump. I know he overall is good, but he's given trillions to the globalists. He tried to direct some of the money to the people. Democrats tried to block the direct money. If you're going to do that, might as well be direct. At least it gets the local economy. I understand we're in cardiac arrest politically. They put us into it. He's trying to get us out. I get it. I actually understand it. I know you do. But still, watching all this money get shoveled at the globalists, that only makes them want to keep the lockdown going longer. What's your view on that?
Absolutely right. The more money they take, the less money we have. And it's remarkable to me that there are still a lot of people on the conservative side who walk around and say, oh, well, a Wall Street bailout isn't really socialism because they're propping up the economy. Well, explain the mechanism of that. How do they prop up the economy? How is anyone propped up? You know how many jobs we've lost in the last couple months because of this scamdemic? You know how many businesses are shut down forever? You know how many people can't pay their rent? So Trump actually had to do an executive order that landlords can evict you, and we're just going month to month on whether or not there's going to be a new executive order, so 30 million people don't get thrown outside. They are taking all of the money. They don't want us to have all of the money. And if you think that it's somehow, a normal thing for Jeffrey Bezos to have $180 billion, meanwhile, he's destroying the concept of stores, he's destroying the retail industry, destroying jobs for everybody, and using free taxpayer-funded labor from the Postal Service to give people their merchandise that's
made in foreign countries. And he just got FAA approval to launch an army of drones.
Yes, and he's not giving to charity. He's taking that money, and he thinks he's going to blast up to Mars and live up there with aliens or whatever the heck he thinks he's going to do. He's going to turn himself into a half-robot, half-AI, and be a transhumanist. These are sick people. We don't need to give them $180 billion, and we have people walking around in the Matrix thinking, well, that's how the economy works. No, it's not. Has the economy ever worked this way before in the history of the world? They're taking everything. The insect people are taking everything, and they're destroying us, and they're making us broke, and they're kicking us in the face. When I was a kid, and there would be adults being like, oh, you can be whatever you want to be. Go out there. There's a world of opportunity. I would look around even as a kid. I would say, are you high? What are you smoking? This is the worst world I've ever seen, and it's because of the corruption and the incompetence of the last couple of
centuries. Well, that's it. They've designed it. When you read Club of Rome, CFR, all of Davos, they say they want to make us poor to control us. And now you go to Whole Foods, there's all these magazines about being poor and how cool it is, and it's all a company store, and it's a cult of hating yourself and hating what color you are. I mean, this is so damn dystopian. How much worse does it get? Because he's talking about 100-story buildings in every city with drones flying out like beehives, and that no one else has any jobs, and then the government gives us a guaranteed income, but it's tiny, and then we just sit there eating our gruel while a robot delivers it to us because that's innovation. And you're right, it's not innovation. It's hardcore, artificially pushed, forced integration, a post-human world. We just need to start saying, I don't buy stuff came from robots. I don't take things that came from a robot. If a drone delivered it, I'm not going to have any part of it. We've got to start standing up for ourselves.
That's right. And, there's this idea that somehow they're dividing us. That's not really what it is, because we've always been naturally divided ever since the Tower of Babel was destroyed. And
we're supposed to be divided. That's what creates choice. One state's bad, other state's good. Other views, different houses, different things, different people. It's choice. Everybody, everything's always divided. We agree on things we agree when we want, but Fences make good neighbors. People are supposed, cells have membranes. Plant cells have walls. You're supposed to have division because it creates diversity. Take a ship. It's got fire bulkheads in it. So if one hole gets knocked, the whole ship doesn't sink. You're right. Anything that's one way, one idea is the weakest thing there is.
Yes. And can be controlled. Never in history have I or anyone in my lineage been unified with radical race Marxists. I don't need to be unified with them. I don't need to be unified with people who have their own agenda from the Congo or from Nicaragua or from anywhere else in the world. I'm not against them. They can stay there.
And but you have your identity. You have your identity. And they're telling you your identity is bad because it's a Western identity that created wealth and individual freedom of diversity of individuality. And that's what they're scared of. And then individuals form a collective by our actions. They want to form a collective from a central computer at the top and make us be cogs in it.
Yeah, you know, look, it's bad enough that they paved over this country. This used to be a frontier country. It was a cowboy land. It was lawless. It was awesome, okay? And they paved it all over, and they've made it into a succession of Walmarts and told us that's convenient. Now you can't even go into a Walmart without wearing a social control mask. So when the riots first started, I've never been for them, but in the back of my head I thought, could this actually cross the threshold where these people looting Target actually make some kind of impact in tearing this whole thing down? But of course it's not, because it's controlled by the controllers. It's controlled by the globalists. The Target's inviting them in to loot in their store.
No, you're right. But let's go back to Wild Wild West. Japanese came here. Europeans came here. And people came from, and they loved it. The most wild towns, the most wild everything. The Indians loved coming into town and all the craziness stuff, because they were just the same way running around. I mean, that's what humans like, and it was innovative. So it's not like you're just saying, oh, the beautiful Wild Wild West. The whole world wanted to be part of it because it was free. It was crazy.
That was great about America, and they've repressed us, right? You're a kid, and parents will literally give their kids Ritalin so that they can focus more on a Marxist, pro-pedophile educator on behalf of the government brainwashing their kids to hate their own race. Oh, you're not focused enough on that during the day when they want to be outside building forts and playing. Oh, you have to sit there. They will medicate their kids, and then you're on medication for the rest of their life. Then you get addicted on antidepressants. Oh, you're depressed. Well, of course, everyone's depressed. You've depressed all of civilization. You Nazis. You insane. You know, they've depressed everyone. This is the most, this is the biggest farce that we've ever seen over the last 50 years or so. What they have done to humanity is historically ridiculous. And
you know,
awful.
I think you and Papert need to start hosting 6 to 7 a live show. I'm going to call you up the show. We got to get you on every day. You're on fire, brother. And I want to get your other story on all these loaded phone lines, but you're absolutely right. Patrick Halley is here, nationalfile.com. Just incredible times. Tell us, then we'll go to the calls, I promise. I've been bad callers. I apologize. We're going to get to you. We love you. Tell us about Busted, what you discovered in Oregon, how they're using the fact that we're not on site now to censor people.
Well, Democrats own these riots, okay? I love how you've got Joe Biden out there saying, oh, these riots are happening during the Trump years. Yeah, while you're hiding in your basement, Joe. It's like, oh, you got a nice country there. Would hate if some malarkey happened to it, right? They're threatening us. The left are the ones doing the riots. So, look, the big talking point in the normie election is who's responsible for the riots. Show them this clip. Show them this clip that I got from Oregon. The Oregon Democrat Judiciary Committee chairman in the House shutting down the deputy police chief of the Portland police right before he was going to testify about Antifa violence. This was from a few weeks ago. This lady and the Democrats have blood on their hands now because they shut down the whole hearing and refused to allow the deputy police chief to name the agitators. And so the agitation continued. That clip is clear as day.
We'll be right back with that clip.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Trump just arrived in Kenosha. He'll be there tonight. We're going to have live coverage on the War Room with Owen Schroyer, and they are promising riots, violence, you name it. The media is saying, how dare the president try to go to a city and call for calm and call for us to come together. Well, he's going there so he can stand up for their lies. I think it's a great idea. Let's go ahead and go to Trump, who landed just a few minutes ago.
And there he is, President of the United States, at Waukegan Airport, departing Air Force One. And you can see the Secretary of State is with him as well on this trip.
All right, folks, let's go back to Patrick Howley here. We'll be covering all this at band.video and InfoWars.com. And again, it's vital. Key that you spread the word. That's how we override the censors. Do not forget that. We appreciate you. We salute you. We thank you. You're kicking butt. Patrick Howley, I want to hit a few calls here, but get into this video. Recap. This is with the House Judiciary Committee Chairman, Representative shutting down a hearing so Portland deputy police chief could not testify about anti violence. Recap what people are about to see.
This is a Zoom meeting because they've locked down the Oregon Capitol because of the scamdemic. And, of course, we know that only 6% of the scamdemic deaths, according to the CDC, were even remotely, COVID-related. And probably 100% of them were not. But, look, so they shut it down from the public. So people can't go in there and testify. They're shutting the whole thing down. And then they have this Zoom. And so they get the deputy police chief from Portland on there. And Janelle Bynum, who has claimed in the press that she was racially profiled, and somebody called the cops on her while she was campaigning. Her daughter was racially profiled by a mall cop. So she's trying to be a little star. She's the chairman of the Oregon House Judiciary Committee, which is ridiculous. And she shuts down this guy before he can testify about the Antifa violence. This was a few weeks ago. The blood is on her hands and the Democrats because...
But wait a minute. Nadler said it doesn't exist. I mean, you're not allowed to say something isn't true. I mean... The ADL fact checkers, I mean, they say we're not allowed to talk unless they say we can. They're good people.
Oh, of course. Of course.
Oh, here she is, the oppressed head of the committee. The oppressed head. Here she is.
Okay, I'm not hearing the name of a group, though. I've heard Proud Boys names, but I have not heard a name of a group that you're referencing.
It is... And again, every time I put a name on this group, I get in trouble, so I probably will here. But it's along the lines of like an Antifa-type group, which Antifa is a loaded term because that means different things to different people. It just means anti-fascist. But some groups that name themselves that, that does not mean that everybody who identifies as anti-fascist is involved in this. And some other groups, again, I have to be careful on the public record at calling out organized groups when we're still in the process of investigating exactly how all of this works together. My understanding of the groups that we're dealing with, though, and there are a few, is that they tend to be anarchist identifying groups.
So, the next question is, have you seen the desire to organize and create violence from, we've already established that it's the case with extremist right wing. I'm not questioning that. Have you seen that with extremist left wing groups to have the same appetite? Which side has shown in your experience in Portland to be more violent, left or right? And then the final question is, both extreme polars seem to be hateful, divisive, destructive, and overall not good for society.
I'm actually going to interrupt that question because
Madam Co-Chair, with all due respect, the majority party has had...
I think we're going into dangerous territory, and we may cause a public safety issue. So I want you to get your question answered, but I don't want to... I want these hearings to be productive, and I want them to be truthful, and I've done my very best to not make them partisan. And so we're getting into territory that tells me this could be dangerous. So let's tease out the questions so that you get the information that you want. I'm happy to call them back, but I don't want to put anybody's life in danger.
I do not understand that. There's been.
That's fine. All right. So we're going to close this hearing at this point, and we're going to take a 5-minute recess. Thank you.
Now, that's why they want everything on Zoom and on Skype, because they can control it all. They're there. State reps are talking about what's going on. And then Andy was out saying, burn down America, kill all the police, white people are all evil. They're mainly white people leading this. Death to America, shooting people. And she has the order from Nadler and Brian Stelter. Antifa does not exist. And you can't have the state law enforcement saying no. First, I'm sorry, there's right-wing too. They're really bad, but I'm going to say Antifa. I don't know I'm supposed to say that word. I get in trouble when I say that word. This is the level of control freak garbage, like something out of a cult they've created. Like, there's Antifa. We're so glad this guy's dead. We're so glad we just killed him. But they don't exist. They don't exist, Josh Hawley. We've lived to see 1984. We have lived to see 2 plus 2 does not equal 4, brother.
Yeah, no, and they use the useful idiots. This is what I'm talking about. There's a force of useful idiots, and so you have to – I wish I had been tougher on these people. Instead of just making fun of them back in public school, every little girl who was a camp counselor who would, you know, get up in your face and you're that's offensive. I'm offended. I'm going to report you to the diversity vice principal. I wish I had said something more. I wish I had stood up to her more because she became the corporate vice president. She became the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee in Oregon. She became the leader of our society, and now she's carrying this out, and she's daffy. She still doesn't understand exactly what she's playing along with. She still thinks that this is good, that there's something good and decent about all of this. And
it's violent if we say that Antifa is the violent group. No, you can't talk about these heroes. Like, oh, you can't say the name of the whistleblower. We can't face our accuser who turned out wasn't in the meeting. Oh, Antifa doesn't exist, Josh Howley. Where is this going? I mean, what a cult, man. God, Oregon is like a black hole of evil.
It is a black hole of evil. I mean, they have been setting this up for a long time. And, you know, get credit where credit's due. You know, you've got these Republicans out there who are walking around and, you know, they're being confronted by this and they still won't say anything about it in the Congress. Meanwhile, these people on the left, they're just, they're getting up in their face. They're going for it. They're going for victory. So say what you will about them, but they're trying to win. Okay? And that's more than I can say about the Republicans. So, you know, it's not going to be Elise Stefanik. It's not going to be, you know, the people in the Capitol Rotunda there pushing money around, you know, getting pork for their various donors back home, you know, as all these places. Even Rand Paul. Have you been to Kentucky lately? People are suffering in Kentucky because of opioids that are pushed into this country by the corporate insect people. And
the lockdown and Rand Paul's wearing the stupid mask, virtue signaling. I hear you. God bless you, man. You're making great points. I want to jam in a call right now. Let's talk about BLM riots with Daryl in Kansas and then Jack and Jake. Go ahead, Daryl. Thanks for holding.
Yes, yes, Alex, man, pleasure to talk to you, man.
You too, sir.
I just wanted to point out a few things. I'm a supporter of the BLM movement, but I feel like the organization that's running it is corrupt and is leading us to civil war. And, you know, they're having a fight with, you know, white people that, you know, not going to do anything for the movement. They're having to turn on statues that's not going to do anything for the movement.
Well, yeah, here's an analogy. Let's say a coal mine in West Virginia blows up and a bunch of miners die. I'm for raising money for the families and the widows, but I don't want a scam group on the name of them stealing the money. And it's the same thing. I think black lives totally matter, abortion-wise, all of it. I'm just simply saying an evil Democrat group is in front of it, getting the money and directing it and saying, you shouldn't have fathers in the home, sir?
Yeah, that's, like I said, that's absolutely absurd. But what I do want to point out, though, is I think a lot of people, they're going with the narrative and they believe that BLM is only about police murders. But for a lot of people and a lot of the passion that you're seeing out there in these streets is more than just police murders. It's about being racially profiled. It's about being searched illegally in the false accusations of marijuana.
And, sir, I totally agree. And there's we have laws that are wrong. They should be repealed, like Rand Paul's trying to do. But you understand. When they get contact tracing in these apps, we're all being tracked and profiled the lever, never before seen. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. It's absolutely terrifying, and it makes sense. But what we have to do, and like the way it's going right now, we're not going to be able to stop it. Like, they've already pushed it so far, and they've hyped everybody up so much that we can't stop it. The only thing that we can do is hijack the movement with real solutions, with real things that can stop.
I agree. Shut down Planned Parenthood. That's number one killer of black people, and I believe those lives matter. Stay there. I want to hear more about your solutions with Josh Howley straight ahead. Take a few more calls from Jack and Jake, and then, Paul Joseph Watson's ready to take over.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.